Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes. How may I help you?
Yeah, I recently completed an online survey from Home Depot. Said I had won a gift and I needed to pay $5 to get that sent to me. And then I checked my credit card and you guys added a $59 charge to my credit card, which I called my credit card company to dispute.
Okay, yeah, sorry. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
45750.
Yes, sir. And thank you for the information. And a first and last name, please.
Carl Yaney.
Okay, yes, sir. And thank you for that. And just to verify, I do have the right person up. Could you please verify your address for me?
311 East Montgomery Street, Marietta, Ohio, 45750.
Okay, yes, sir. And thank you for that. I do see that you started today with a survey that said that you want a Dyson vacuum. And what had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions. And it said that you want a chance to be entered into a contest. But within the contest entry, it came with a subscription of a meal plan. And a meal plan is an app that you can download on your phone. It's got recipe guides to eat better and to feel better. And it's got guides to making better food choices for your health. Yes, sir. Within those terms and the conditions, it came along with a subscription to a Bites Hub meal plan.
Okay. Well, I'm disputing that with my credit card company because I did not see the fine print at the bottom. And I just consider it a scam. The $5 I was supposed to get and win a free vacuum cleaner, that didn't happen. So I'm disputing that with my credit card company. Unless you guys want to go ahead and cancel that right now.
Yes, sir. So the dispute hasn't been filed just yet? They told you to call in first?
They said to call you guys first, and depending on what you guys told me, they would dispute the bill.
Okay, yes, sir. So as long as the dispute hasn't been filed, I do see where it happened today. So the $59.89. We'll go back into the account no later than 3 to 5 business days, but as long as it stays pending, it can return within the next 24 to 48 hours. And I'll also have a confirmation number to confirm it's been canceled and refunded as well.
Okay, stand by. Let me get my pen.
Yes, sir. Take your time. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, go ahead.
A C as in Charlie. 920.
920.
621.
621.
355.
355.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I definitely would like to have that canceled, and I will be calling my credit card company back with this information, and then I will check with them in a few days to make sure that that did occur.
Okay, yes, sir. The latest it'll take is 3 to 5 business days, but as long as it stays pending, it can return within the next 24 to 48 hours, and this account has been canceled to prevent any future charges. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Was there anything else I can do for you?
No, ma'am. Thank you, and you have a good, great day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well.
Uh-huh. Bye.